Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. What up, what up, what up? Welcome to the 1054th episode, and welcome to this special edition of D-Block Church, y'all. I understand. Yes, yes. This is the last first Sunday of the year. Yes. This is no, listen, wow, 2019. Look at that. It's December 1st. We have 30 more days. We need to get ready to turn this page. So, how appropriate that we end it. Like, it's just like, it ended on a Saturday because, you know, the weekend is over. And then Sunday, we wake up, December 1st. Tell you what it does. You know, when God really does it, he does it. He does it well. Look at that. Like, I know people don't look at the dates and think about confirmations and all that kind of stuff. Understand that a confirmation is only just you thinking about God and God thinking about you and you smiling at it. And at the same time, that's all you want, right? You want to smile at God and you want God to smile at you. But tonight we are standing in the gap for just a little talk with Jesus. And I don't know about you, but I have learned that when you can talk to God, when you can talk to God, it almost gives you a pathway to hear back from him. Tonight, it's a special edition of D-Block, but we are going to mix it with D-Block Church, and we're going to have a little talk with Jesus. How about that? So please, call your friends, call your family, call anybody and everybody that you need. 319-527-6091. Is the number, or dial 323-870-4174. If you want to talk to me, you got to press 1. Now, it's funny because if you look at 2019 and you say that, well, I ain't going to talk about everybody else. I'm going to talk about me. I'm going to just look at my 2019 and I'm going to say that I can truly say that this was the year. This was my year. Like, or I should say, this was not the year. How about that? This was not the year. I could have died. You know, I was in the hospital for a long time. You know, all these, for real, guess what? I'm not even going to list what they were. I'm going to put them in my box and tie them up and get ready to wrap them so that they become the next foundation of the next level of where it is that I'm supposed to go. Can you please join in with me tonight on this special edition of D-Block Church? We're going to have a little, just a little talk with Jesus. What up, what up, what up, everybody? And then, you know, we always start tonight with a song. But because we're going to have a little talk with Jesus, I'm going to ask Pastor Tylene Toy, Chappie Bailey, I think I got them all, to come on. I think I got them all. Look, and set the atmosphere. Fear for what's about to happen, because guess what? This is the end of something that happened and it was monumental. And right now, When I tell you it was monumental, whatever had going on right now is about to be the foundation of the bag that you're going to get. You're going to put it in the trash, and that trash is going to become the treasure. It's going to go down around 2020 now. Like, are we going to figure it out? I'm going to figure it out. I'm sorry. Cap.
Hey, good. Hallelujah. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. So therefore, Father, we bring our burden to your glorious cross this evening. We come, Father God, first to say thank you. Father, we thank you for everything that you have done. We thank you for everything that you are going to do. We thank you for everything that you are doing right this second. We say thank you for the move of God that is taking place even now as we speak. We say thank you for the fall, the refreshing anointing of your Holy Spirit upon your children this evening. We say thank you, Father. We say thank you, Father, for the blood that is coursing and running through our veins. We say thank you, Father. We say thank you, Father, for the breath that we take. Hallelujah, God. We say thank you, Father. We come to say thank you, Father, for the provisions you have made for us, for the roofs over our head, for the clothes on our back, for the food on our table. We come to say thank you, Father. We even thank you, Father, if we look up and see that the sky is our roof. We thank you, Father, if we see that handouts is our food. We thank you, Father, if we see that giveaway is our clothing. We still say thank you, Father, for it is you and you alone who provides each and every one of our needs, Father. And because we walk by faith and not by sight, Father, we know that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. So we know that every need that we have, you shall supply for us according to your riches in heaven. So therefore, we just come and we say, thank you, Father. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, God. And Lord, we ask that you look down on your people this evening. Look down on governments this evening, Father God. Touch the hearts of leaders this evening, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, turn their hearts back unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus, not a fake love, not a fake acknowledgement, but bring them to a place of true worship in the mighty name of Jesus, that you may lead them in the way to lead your people. God, we ask that you will look down on families this evening, look down on communities this evening. Release the spirit of peace in the name of Jesus. Release the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bring Satan to a halt in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We declare the victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for the healing that is taking place right now in the mighty name of Jesus throughout hospitals and rehabs. We say thank you, Father. We thank you for the deliverance that is going on right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for shackles of bondage being broken right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for toil in the soil of our minds, that your word falls on good ground this evening, Father. Hallelujah, God. That as we go into this month, we go as walking epistles of your word, being that light on the hill. Hallelujah, Father. Lord, we thank you for holding the enemy at bay just long enough this evening that some lost soul will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We say hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for the soul this evening that you are drawing in. And we close declaring, like Isaiah, declaring that there is thunder in the desert. Prepare for God's arrival, for he is coming soon. Make the road straight and smooth, a highway fit for our God. Fill in the valleys, level off the hills. Smooth out ruts, clear out the rocks. Then God's bright glory will shine and everyone will see it. Yes, just as God has said, thunder in the desert. Prepare for God's arrival. Make the road straight and smooth, a highway fit for our God. Hallelujah, God. Make one smooth for him and fit in our lives today. It is in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Ha-ha. Amen. If you're out there and you're listening tonight, I want to welcome you to Purpose Kingdom Network. You are listening to a special edition of The Block Church. I am your girl, Adrian, Misunderstandings Allen, and as always, I take great pleasure in welcoming you. We're about to start some church, so if you'd like to join in, give us a call, 319-527-6091. I'm sorry, 319-527-6091 or 323-870-4174. Press 1 if you'd like to join the conversation or make a comment, or guess what? Because of the fact that it is just a little talk with Jesus, if you think that you need to come on in and get some of this word and get some personalized word, please don't hesitate. Go on in there and get your thing, because call us. This thing is for you too. It's funny because I don't know how I want to go, because I want to know, I want to go right in. And sometimes right in might not always be the best way. But I figure it's the first day of the last month of this last year in the teens. And because it is the first day of last month of the teens, I kind of want to take everybody back to the teens. Shout out to any teen that's listening right now. You know, like if you're in college or whatever, like my son's out there in Scranton and they like, you know, they're 18, 19, 20. Well, we ain't going to talk about them till in a little bit, but the 19s, the finish, the ends of the teens. I need us to go back to that. It might not have been a great time. It actually might have been the best time. However it was for you, however it was when you went through it, what you looked like, what you went through and all of that, and then you grew up and maybe didn't want to do it the same way and try to keep your kids away from it because, you know, that was the best thing to do. And, you know, I'm speaking tonight to every single person that is listening, the whosoever wills, not just the whosoever wills that's going to try to sit and listen to this thing, but the whosoever wills believe in exactly the birth, the death, and the resurrection. You've got to understand it. That way you can understand how much the love of God is surrounding us. So that way when we go through what we're going through and seeing what we're seeing, we can understand the care that it is given in. So You know how they always say that the hospital is like, well, they say the church is like the hospital, right? They say that most people, everybody is in the hospital. So there's all, well, everybody's in the church. So there's all different types of people in the hospital. So if you go to the hospital, you expect to see sick people. So if the church is like the hospital, then that says that the church might house sick people, right? I just need everybody to be with me because I don't want anyone to think that I'm personalizing any of it because it's not even a personal thing. This is a godly thing because God is trying to say that right now I think things are a little bit mixed up. So for the whosoever wills that are out there tonight, we, Purpose Kingdom Network, say to you, thank you for your desire to become the catalyst in your area, to become the catalyst in your family, to become the start, the beginning, the first person to do it, the spark. You know, it says that it only takes a spark to get a fire going. So be the spark. I appreciate you for taking the time out to know that you've been assigned this position. And guess what? What we're going to do tonight is we're going to try to get everybody a chance to get into this triage tonight. You will not be healed tonight, but you will be admitted if you stay. Because what we're trying to do tonight is important for the rest of our lives. And I mean for the 20s, for them 2020, you know what I mean, the 2000s, y'all. This needs to be for what is about to happen. If you're paying attention to anything, you can tell that things are not the same. Things have made a drastic change, and I hate to say it, but there's no other way to say it, but things are, you know, it's like hell on earth. A lot of people try to figure out why. Not that it needs to be someone's fault or to have blame, but for some reason we always like to find out, you know, we always like to give fault. So what I would like to do is we just going to put everything that's in the building already in quarantine. Y'all do know what quarantine means? Like, you know, I done called the people, and the people are coming, and the people are going to come, and what they're going to do is they're going to put everybody in a section so that, you know, any airborne illnesses and airborne diseases and things that are already going on within the church or the hospital, you know, we're going to move them. We're going to put them all in this area back here. We are going to bubble them off. And anybody that goes back there to deal in that manner has to have on a different type of suit. And the different type of suit that you have is just as if you see the people when they're dealing in the quarantine situation and everything, you know, is in plastic and the people are in heavy suits. It reminds me of Outbreak. I mean, I might be telling my age, but if you don't know what Outbreak is, you should see it because every time somebody sneezes somewhere or cough, I just get an attitude like, really? You are making my immune, you know, I'm sorry. My immune system is the way my immune system is set up. But no, seriously, y'all. I want you to think of that suit because that suit becomes important. And the suit is so important in this is because everybody has to have a suit. Now, like I said, anybody that's in there right now, anybody that's in the church, anybody that goes every day, anybody that is able to say that they are a member somewhere and they do whatever they do every week and they sing wherever they are and they do this or they stand in that doors or whatever they so shall think that that is what they're doing. We appreciate everyone's help, but today we need everybody to slide over. Slide over, because we are going to close this area off. And y'all know, when you quarantine something, not only do you close the area off, but now we need to wipe down things. As we wipe down things, we are killing any airborne diseases that may be lingering on walls and on pews and things of that nature. I really want to tell you on the fixtures and everything, because sometimes, you know, them diseases, you don't even know where they come from, but they can kill you. They can really, really kill you. So tonight on D Block Church, what we have done is we have put the hospital, we just going to put them in quarantine, y'all. Help me out. Join me in tonight's broadcast. And if you'd like to develop your suit, because the suit becomes important, because it's not like you can't deal with or can't be with or can't still interact in the same hospital, because in the same church, because everybody is there and everybody is supposed to be there, because the church is for everybody, because that is where God's word is to be heard, right? I mean, when I was 19, you know, I had grew up in the church. Growing up in church and growing up in different ministries in the church, it allowed me to know how to speak to people, know how to carry a conversation with people. It allowed me to be able to recite a recitation. It allowed me to be able to stay awake for the entire church service. It allowed me to do a lot of things, but not only did it allow me to do a lot of things, but now I'm sitting here at 42 on the other side of through and thinking, if not for that, where, oh, where, God, would I be? And I'm sure that there's people out there that can ask that question. And I'm sure there's people out there that are maybe asking, why am I right here where I'm at? Or there might be people that just say, I know that it's not going to happen. I know that it's not going to happen today or tomorrow, but I know that it's coming. There's a whole lot of different places of where people are going to be. But that this building is for everybody. So now that the building has been quarantined, we done wiped the walls off and stuff, now it's time to open our doors. Now, the problem is we don't have anybody to do the work. We don't have anybody to welcome the people. We don't have anybody to greet the people. We don't have anybody to tell the people where they can sit. So wait a minute. We want to quarantine everything and get everything away because it's sick. And then now we can't even function properly. All right, so I know what we're going to have to do. So we're going to have to go back down into the thing. So we got to go to where they are, y'all. So I need a few of you, if you're willing, to please come with me and get your suit so that we can prepare ourselves to go in. And when I say that, I mean that in all of the different aspects of going in, because we're going into a new year. We're about to go in to these files and make sure that everything that we want to do is going to get done. Why? Because we're in the house. We're in the hospital. We're going to see the doctor. It's going to work. Everything is going to work. How is it going to work? What do you mean? They say, come to the house, we're going to get fixed, and we give thanks, and we learn how to do what we need to do, and that's where we learn it. And, you know, if we're children, then we're learning it as children. If, you know, it develops as children, and then it makes it so much easier when it's time for you to become an adult and have to go back to it. We have some situations going on right now where there's a lot of people that aren't there to go back to. They don't have a go back to. So I'm asking the people that can and will to please come with me and put this suit on so we can get in here and get some people that we can get out of this group to maybe test them and make sure that they're all the way good so we can bring them out. Once we do it, we also then have to watch them because we don't know where the infection is going to come from, if it is going to come. But at least we have an idea of where it might have started. How are you going to get in the building? How are you going to want to come? It can't just be me. Everyone with the suit is going to enjoy, well, I don't want to say you're going to enjoy it, but you're definitely going to understand why you got the suit. You'll understand why you got the suit because, you know, you have to be protected. If you are not protected, I don't know. You can't even have a tear in the suit. You know how that works? Like, there can't be any open area, any open space in this suit. Now, there is a place for you to breathe. So understand that as much as they say that it's not happening, somehow or another you are breathing. It's usually in a tube and, you know, all of the things. And as long as everything is completely closed in, it works out. But my God. If you are out there and you're listening and you really... you want to come to the hospital. You want to come to the hospital because now that it is quarantine, now that things have been pushed to the side and preserved and are going to be cleaned out, now you can come in and be seen by the doctor without other people trying to figure out what you're in there for instead of just encouraging you to be able to stand in that long line because it's a long time to see the doctor, but it's definitely worth it. So sometimes you have to wait a long time. And if you learn how to wait, you learn that in there. It gives you a good description of how to do what to do in there. If you have a question about something, you should be able to get it from in there. So as the new people show up, and now we have our people and we are being the hospital, we are greeting you, we are loving on you, we are doing everything you need to do. Why? Because we just want to make you feel better. Have you ever been to the hospital and you've been there all day? And when you finally get into the ER or something and you talk to the people, one, the pain doesn't went away because you just sat there so long, now you're mad and you can't even think about what you're supposed to be in there talking to this doctor about because you're just mad about everything else. And then the doctor looks at you and says, okay, well, just go home and give us a call in the morning. If you know, give us a call if you feel as though, you know, it worsens or doesn't get better in 3 days. Are you for real? I just came in here. I've been carrying this. And then they said, come in here because this is the place where I'm supposed to be. You done already told the people that they can move out the way so I can be free and know what I'm supposed to be in here doing and everything. And you tell me that you can't. What? Oh, yeah. When you realize that it ain't about the people that are in the building, and it's about the man that is the root of the building, then you realize that this thing is big. This thing is way bigger than a high school. This thing is way bigger than a sorority or a fraternity. This thing is way bigger than your union. It's big. And the reason why it's big is because it's now time for the hospital or the church or however you want to say it, that building of worship. It's now time to boil over. It's now time to erupt like a volcano. Someone referenced me the other day as a volcano. I said, dang, that mean I'm about to erupt. And that's exactly what we need to do. Our churches need to erupt. Any house of worship needs to erupt. It's time. I mean, blow the tops off this thing. You got to do it. The reason why you got to do it is because now the world is going to someplace where we are not even prepared to go. So in order for us to continue to do what we need to do, how we need to do it, we need everybody under this word. We need everybody on one accord. The reason why it says that all things work together is because we are supposed to work together on one accord. Now, it's sad because when it says all things work together, he's talking about everything. Everything. You understand? From the five different sources. Everything. And we talking about this one source that can't even get nothing right so that we can't even get the people in to just be able to get this stuff off so that they can actually let the thing overflow and come up out the building. Are you kidding me? We can't keep doing that. It's 2019. I know that this is just a little talk of Jesus, but this little talk with Jesus was from the D-Block Church. And I'm trying to say from all of us at D-Block Church, it ain't about, listen, one thing for sure and two things for certain, we know that there is only one God. If you don't know that there is only one God, then I need to please tell you about God, the Creator. You know, He made Adam out of dirt. Excuse me. He made Adam out of dirt. And then He took a rib because He watched this man and said he should not be alone. So He made another man and gave him a womb, making him a woman. So now we have man and woman, or Adam and Adama. However you would like to say it, whatever you need to do, understand it was a man and then a woman. Why? Because a man should not be by himself. So he's been paired with a woman, because if he took the rib, then that means everybody got a rib. So, okay. So I'm trying to just get us to understand that everybody is included in this when I'm talking, because He made man and woman, not the black man, the white man, and the Chinese man. He made man and woman. When we understand that, then we understand that that is what the Creator did. The Creator made everything. He created everything, and He created man and woman to be over it, to rule over it, to care for it, to nurture it, to heed it, and to make sure that it continues to flourish and to continue to run. And He gave one instruction. And I love the fact that at the end of the day, we still talk about it. And it kind of still is going on in 2019, and that's why we need to speak on it so it can be done. But like the defiant spirit, I know that it's like a natural burn, you know, burn in my spirit reaction, because I just, you told me I can't, so now I want to. But I mean, the whole thing, you know, the whole, we had to do the sin, because at the end of the day, this thing wouldn't even have made sense of why he needed to be born, he needed to die, and he needed to be resurrected. But now it made a lot of sense, because when you realize that Adam and Adama, they became something else once they actually got introduced to the sin, and then it started to trickle out into something else that it just became. It just went too fast, too quick. You know how you do something and you do it too fast, and because you did it faster than it needed to be, then everything isn't in order. Now think, Creator, I created man and woman, or Adam and Adama, and now they done messed up already first thing. So the first thing I've done is now kick them out of everything that they've been granted. Now they will have to do this and do that in order to even get to this glory that I have made them for. But now we deal with the fact that because it went like that, everything didn't come the way that we wanted, and we've gotten to murder, and then they got into deception, and then they got into all kinds of stuff, and then they start dealing with the sinful natures of the sexual impurities and the homosexuality, and, you know what I mean, and the lust and everything, and it was a disgrace, basically, and God was like, no, it ain't gonna happen, not like that. Not my people, not the people that I made, not my Adam and my Adama. You feel me? I apologize if anybody's like that, but guess what? This is D-Block Church. What up, what up, what up? And we still gonna get this thing. So at the end of the day, when God looked at it and he realized that this is what they're doing, these are my people, and this is what they're doing, this is what they're doing to this beautiful land that I made, they have lost their God-forbidden mind. And at the end of the day, they had completely gone all the way crazy and all the way left. And if they had not gone all the way crazy and all the way left, I'm sure that we might have had a different story. But let me tell you how the story really went, because it didn't go down that way. It went to the point where he actually looked at it and God said, look, all this got to go. Wait a second. So, you know about the whole thing about Noah and the ark and the old nine, da da da. I'm not going to go into it, but that was the whole point of making it new, getting rid of that mess. See, what God did with the mess was he just got rid of it. A lot of us, we like to, you know, hold on to it, hide it, or act as if it doesn't really bother us, but it's still like there. It's built up for years and years and years, but we still gonna act like it doesn't bother us. So because it still doesn't bother us, we haven't really dealt with it. So now we've been dealing with it, living with it, and it's really bothering us, but we are effectively saying it so that it could be stopped. We're just acting as if it's not really there. And until we actually address what is actually the situation, we are going to keep going back and forth and twiddling our thumbs, and nothing is going to get done. But that's why we are sitting here, because we are now in quarantine. We got our suits on, we got our people, and we got new people coming in. So now once everything gets bumping and dumping and jumping and everything goes out, guess what happens? Now we start acting out like that, like we was before creation. Got me? So I just want you to just see how we can look at the thing, the stuff that he got rid of is what it looked like today. That's basically what I'm saying. I don't know if I said that right, but the same very thing that if you read about, like, if you read about Sodom and Gomorrah and all this, you just read about all of the different things, like, God is upset about a lot of it. And after a while, it's just like, you know what? This was going to happen. So it happens. Now we got new life. But the new life ain't really the way that the light, The new life ain't the life that we think that it's going to be, because the new life now is something to be reckoned with, because now the new life says that you got to do things the right way and you should do them according to this way. And because of the way that it was supposed to be, you need to really, really focus on trying to do this new life in the right life. Sometimes it doesn't work out. You know, sometimes you want to say that it's easy to do and it's not easy to do, and other times you say that it's really easy to understand. But once he's seen it again and he saw that the world came, we did this, okay, it was created, and then when Noah got off the boat, he built the vineyard. No, he built the wine. He built the vineyard, got drunk in the vineyard, and then in his drunkenness, they went right on back to, you understand, to the very thing that they thought that they left. And I guess they might have realized that in the midst of it, you got saved and you shouldn't even have been on the boat. But there's a lot of people that are right there like that. You've been saved and you shouldn't have been on the boat. But because of the fact that we're on the boat, we're on the other side. So when you look at it and you realize it and you see it, you have an opportunity to fix it immediately. That's what God did. That is what that sacrifice became. Because after it is all said and done and he has done what he has said that he's going to do, and that is walk, talk, show the example, say, oh no, I cannot allow this to go on one more time. I've destroyed them once. I made put a promise in the sky and said I wouldn't do it like this again. But now they have taken the same very thing that I have given to them and made it their fickle point, their spot. When we see it, we know and we think it. And God's reason for doing it is different from the people that we know. But then I know that you don't have to want to talk about everything. You just think he is who he is, why he is who he is, for whom or who we all are. When you think about it, you just have to say, you know, to God be all the glory. Because when he came to be the example, he came to show you exactly the walk and the talk and the how we're supposed to do it. I heard somebody say something about he came to comfort. But no, he actually came to confront, and he came to confront the things that might not have been going in the manner of the way that they needed to be. And he was the, oh, by the way, and well, maybe you should do it like, and you know, I'm gonna come over here and show you that this can be done over here, and then I'm gonna leave you. And when I do, you'll then know that I have been risen, because when you feel me, that would be the completion of me. The difference is we all feel these things, but if you don't know these things, it makes it a little bit different, because it becomes difficult. Now, how we say it, how we do it here at Purpose Kingdom Network is You have to give your call. You have to say, you have to basically just confess it in your heart. Let them know, let God know that you are a sinner. You didn't do what you were supposed to do, when you're supposed to do it, how you wanted to do it, whatever. Just, you got to be honest with God. You got to be honest with God. Tell him where you fall short and ask him, not even ask him, but tell him that you understand that he loved you that much, that he was there to give you the opportunity to do it again. Everybody doesn't get a second chance, but everybody does get the second chance if they believe in God, if they believe in the story, if they believe, then they do receive. That's what they say. If you believe it, you receive it. So the way that things work out are the way that things work out. But Chappie, are you there? Is there any way that tonight, if we don't have any callers, that you can end us out in prayer?
Okay. That is not a problem. Before we do that, I'm going to give the announcement. If you are one who gave your life to Christ this evening, we encourage you to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trial and the tribulations of this world. But if for some reason you cannot, bless God, that is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here for you. Please join us tomorrow evening for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. We will be broadcasting at 9 p.m. with the Women of the Table on Let's Talk About It with host Sister Adrian, Sister Janice, and myself. We will be on with Let's Talk About It at 9 p.m. right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. We would love to pray with you, and we would love to pray for you. We thank you for joining in with us for this, our 1,054th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network with D-Dot Church and the host, Sister Adrian M.S. Understanding Allen. Again, thank you all for joining in. Sister Adrian, it's back in your hands. Tell me which way you would like us to go. Okay. So I'm going to take that to mean that she wants us to go directly into prayer. So before we go into prayer, again, we thank God for each and every one of you joining in with us this evening. We thank you for joining in with D Block Church, and we are now going to go before the throne of glory. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we just come thanking you. We thank you for your word that has gone forth this evening. We come, Father God, thanking you for the change that is taking place in our lives right now because of you. We come thanking you because we know that no matter what we may be going through, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We come to say thank you because no matter what it looks like, we know that we are the head and not the tail. We come to say thank you because no matter what it looks like, we are the lender and not the borrower. No matter what it looks like, we are above and not beneath. So we come to say thank you, Father. We come to say thank you, Father, for teaching us to walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah, God. We come to say thank you, Father, for making ways for us when there are no ways. We come to say thank you, Father, for being our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We thank you, God, for the provision of salvation that you have given us this day, Father, for those who gave their life to Christ today, but that you have given to us through your son Jesus over 2,000 years ago on the blood that he shed on Calvary's cross. We just come to say thank you, Father, for you and you alone are worthy of the glory, the honor, and the praise. So we just come to say thank you. Lord, as we go forth throughout this month, as we start into this month, God, we ask that you will go before us in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger in the mighty name of Jesus, that your word will be a light and a guide on our path in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will help us walk in your will in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will help us surrender to your will to be used by you in some magnificent way in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask, God, that you turn situations around today, Father, in the name of Jesus. That mothers praying and pleading for the deliverance of their child off of some drug or out of some addictive behavior, we just declare touching and agreeing with them this evening in the mighty name of Jesus. That parent praying for healing, that child praying for healing over a parent, that parent praying for healing over a child. We touch and agree with them this evening for the healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. That loved one praying for the salvation of another loved one, we touch and agree with them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Those mothers praying for bondage and chains to fall off of young people, we touch and agree with them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. For you said where two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing in your name, that there you will be in the midst. So we come touching and agreeing this evening, Father, in the name of Jesus, no matter where they may be listening in at. If they're listening in a land where it's a crime to call on your name, where their lives may be in danger for calling on your name, we plead a hedge of protection around them in the name of Jesus. Children with no food to eat, we plead that you provide for them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. We bless your holy name as we prepare to go into revival for the end of the year. Lord, we ask that you begin to revive us even now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify your holy name, for you and you alone are worthy. It is in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We thank you once again for joining in with us this evening for B Block Church with the host, Sister Adrian, MS Understanding Allen. Don't forget to join in with us tomorrow evening for Let's Talk About It at 9 p.m. Know that we love you with the love of Christ. We are praying for you. We are praying with you. Good night and God bless.
Jesus bless. He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me. I will not lose. I will not lose. Never wanna see me down, I will not lose. Save me.